Ready for this? Powder folks, let's gather around for the best sports talk in town. Got our hosts, Darren, Tim, and Chris. Baby, can't get better than this. Give out all the power rankings. Laugh at all the teams tanking. A lot of fun, a lot of surprise. Let's give it up for the guys in this league.
Word to your mother. Tell her I think she looked nice, that she looked pretty, and thank her for listening to another episode of the This League Fantasy Football Podcast. As always, I am your hostess with the mostest, Chris Mitchum, the proud manager of Team Fairlife, here with the usual gang, Aaron Hunt, the manager of the Sun God Squad.
What's going on, everybody? A little bit depressed. Man, it just sucks losing week after week.
Okay, when you do it on purpose, you got to suck it up a little bit. Yeah, suck it up a little bit.
It still sucks. JCM, man. I was telling
you, don't do it on purpose.
Yeah, and going to somebody who's not losing on purpose. Tim, the proud manager of Close But No Jamar.
Ooh, I don't know about proud. It might just be the fight manager.
Is Tim on the hot seat? Looking at
oh, man. My team's on the hot seat. Goodness gracious.
It is that time of the year, ladies and gentlemen. It is November 19th, 2025, episode 103, where we are breaking down all the Week 11 news and results. Of course, we will give you an upgraded? I guess it would be upgraded because it's the latest power rankings. And of course, we're going to give the This League guarantee another shot before we dive into the Week 12 preview. But first, before we get into all of that, is it the Chris drink of the week, or do I have friends this week? Aaron, we'll start with you.
You do have some friends. I actually have mixed it up a little bit. Still non-alcoholic, but...
Oh, you dog.
Sparkling ice coconut flavor. Coconut pineapple.
I don't like the sound of that. I don't like coconut things.
It actually is really, really good.
Like a pina colada.
Yeah, recommend it.
All right. I thought you said I have a pina colada, Tim. I was like, sweet.
What it kind of looks like one.
Yeah, it does.
That does look like it.
A little protein shake action. Nice. A little muscle recovery.
Is that like a stainless steel blender bottle? I like
precisely,
that a lot.
Precisely what it is.
Nice. I haven't upgraded from the plastic ones yet.
Yeah, those could... I had a bad habit of just letting those just get rotten in the car. So I had to upgrade to something that, like, if it gets dirty, you can actually clean it a little better. 3-month-old
milk just like bake in your truck.
Yep.
Oh, those smells, man.
Bacteria just growing.
I know. Cheers, boys. We're going with a classic today. I think Don probably left this over at my house at some point. I'm drinking a Stella out of a bottle.
That could have very well been Tim. Tim,
love a good Stella.
He's known for some Stella action.
Oh, man, that sounds good. I haven't had one of those in a while.
I'm usually not a Stella in the bottle kind of guy. I'm usually a Stella only on draft kind of guy. Like,
I would tend to agree.
Yeah. This bottle tastes all right. Thanks, Don or Tim, whoever made this possible. All right, boys, what do we say we get into the Week 11 review?
I guess.
Here we go.
Week 11 has come and gone, and ladies and gentlemen, your playoff quarterbacks in the real NFL right now, Daniel Jones, Bo Nix, Drake May, Patrick Mahomes is not even in there as of this recording. Lamar Jackson's not in there as of this recording. I'm trying to think who else is up there. Some pick a random team with a random quarterback, because that's how drunk the NFL is this year, ladies and gentlemen. Don't know who's good, don't know who's bad. Colts have the game of the year or next week.
Go Colts.
Heading into Arrowhead. You think we got a shot, Aaron?
I think we do. I definitely think we do. I think we are going to be refreshed going off the bye. I think having that win in Germany is really going to propel us to be able to compete with teams that normally we would say are going to dominate us. So I like our chances.
Vegas has us as 3.5-point dogs, man. Disrespectful. Disrespectful. Tim, Joe Burrow practiced in full today.
He needs to sit his butt down and start looking at 2026 because it's not worth it, bro. Don't come back.
What's the Bengals record right now?
3-7.
Gonna try to make a run and make a little runsy. Yeah.
No.
With Ja'Marr Chase stopped spitting in people's faces.
They probably have to win out, right? Or at least like.
Oh, to even have a shot, you'd have to. Like you can't. Yeah, but I don't even want to see him attempt it. Like he could come back and play with his metal foot thingy in his shoe, but limited mobility. It's just gonna be ugly. Just don't do it.
Well, yeah. Well, that's your NFL news. Let's jump into the This League scores from Week 11. As we know, a ton of playoff implications coming into this game, and I can tell you guys that the playoff picture really did not get much clearer after this week. We will start with Zach and Brees Lightning coming off of coming off a win. He defeats Tim and close but no Ja'Marr 129-82. That puts Zach on a 2-game winning streak, and Tim at a, what is it now, Tim?
Six
game losing streak.
Six.
Nasty.
That is not good, my
That's
friend.
That's good stuff.
So Zach puts up a respectable total, continues to flirt with playoff spots. I think we'll get into that later, and that would really look bad on this podcast if we sent him home and he starts making a run. We had Anthony down Aaron in the Sun God Squad 128-76. Stretch by the hair on his chinny chin chin. Downs Don 96-93. George Pickens on Monday Night Football made that one very interesting coming down the stretch. And then Clayton with an absolute statement victory, downing Hayden and Team Gives Me Head 133-122. Hayden, you are ruining this podcast with your team name. We are PG.
0-1 with the new team name. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. And Clayton with just a performance of saying, hey, you losers, I was the number one in the preseason. I belong in the playoffs. He gets a big dub. And then your boy, Chris and Team Fairlife takes down Steven, 145, highest score on the week, to 96 for Steven. If the season were to end today, boys, your number one seed in the playoffs would be Hayden and Gibbs Me Head continuing to lead the Chipotle division at 9-2. Steven, despite losing this week, would be the 2 seed. He remains on top of the Qdoba division by points 4. And of course, Anthony would be that 2 seed. Stretch at the 3 seed. Clayton at the 4 seed. Your boy at the, I would be at the 6 seed then. Yeah, that's how that works. Missing the playoffs right now would be Don falling out of those playoff spots for the first time in a while. Zach, who's surging, Tim, and Aaron would currently be your non-playoff teams. Aaron, what was your big takeaway from Week 11?
Well, my biggest takeaway is Tim going to miss the playoffs?
Is he?
And
I think so.
I'm starting to think that he might, unfortunately. You already alluded to it earlier, but he has started the season 4-1, and 6 weeks later, he is 4-7. Incredibly, though, he's not out of it because of the logjam that is seeds basically 3-6.
It's nasty, yeah.
It's a good time.
Pretty bad. I mean, Hayden and Anthony are pretty much safe, but the rest of the seeding, we still have a long way to go there. So if you're Tim, you have some optimism. I think he's probably got to make a decision this week of, make some trades and go for it or think about next year. But Tim, what's kind of your thoughts where you're at currently?
Oh, it's been a long straight ride down to the bottom. 6 straight losses, just a lot of pain.
A team with CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, and Saquon Barkley missing the playoffs feels illegal. That shouldn't be allowed. I don't like that.
It does.
I think that's why I still just refuse to count you out. You just have, Saquon and CD maybe haven't been playing like it, but we know at their top, you just have two guys that carry teams, historically have carried teams. I think that's why I have a hard time totally ruling you out. There it is. My big takeaway this week, man, it's Zach. It's Breece Lightning. Look out, man. His team is young and it has a lot of rookies. And I feel like his team performed like it's young and has some rookies. He started the year 0-4. He put up totals like 98 and 79. But guys, the last 4 weeks for Breece Lightning, here are his point totals. 129, 142, 124, 160. Ladies and gentlemen, Zach has been turning it on. Of course, you have Travion. Many think the breakout is here. Ramondre Stevenson may have something to say about that. But many people think that the breakout is here. Rashi Rice, back from suspension. Tet has been really growing with Bryce Young. He's been starting to put up numbers, and Breece Hall has proved that he's not dead, which is great. So I think Zach, man, I wouldn't want to play him right now. If he does somehow sneak into those playoffs, I wouldn't want to match up with him in the first round. I think he has a chance to make a lot of noise come the end of the year and shock a lot of people and sneak into the playoffs, man.
Yeah, I can't agree more. I think he's been impressive to watch. And Travion finally turning it on the last few weeks really was such a game changer for him. Also getting Rashi Rice back. I think if you would have had Rashi Rice, if you're Zach, from week one and Travion performing the way he has all season, the way he's been the last few weeks, I mean, you're probably looking at Breece Lightning being what, you know,
definitely
at least at least 500, at least.
Definitely in the log jam. Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
So,
Tim, what was your biggest takeaway from week 11?
Man, I mean, we talked about it. My first one was just, you know, we're sitting here 3 weeks to go. 9 of 10 teams still in the playoff hunt, you know, Sun God Squad. See you next year.
Yep.
sitting back, you know, in points four being the tiebreaker is a big thing. But if Clayton drops the sixth seed, his points four is right in the thick of it with me, Don, Zach.
Great
point. So, I mean, you know, Chris, you get a dub this week. That sixth spot is going to be tight. With, like I said, 3 weeks to go. So even just on record, there's still time for some leapfrog action.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is kind of like the NFL in real life, right? I don't know if we've had a year that we haven't had just like the obvious tiers of really good,
right,
mid, and bad. We just have, I would even say pretty good. I would say like Anthony and Hayden, especially the last 2 or 3 weeks. Granted, he's still 9-2, but he hasn't looked as dominant as he has at the beginning of the year. It's just I think you have really good, pretty good, and Aaron. So I think those are the teams.
Wouldn't it be a shame? Wouldn't it be a shame if we had a trade deadline this week where people had to declare this year or not? Wouldn't it be a shame?
That'd be pretty fun, wouldn't it? Whose idea was that to take that away?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder.
Jeez. All right, well, that was your week 11, folks. Like I said, the playoff picture did not get much clearer, but that's the fun of it. It's still anybody's game. Each game going forward, regardless if you're Aaron or if you're Hayden. I mean, one interesting thing about this week, Hayden falling to 9-2, Anthony improving to 8-3. One seed's up for grabs, man. I think Anthony was one of the biggest winners of the week, for sure. I think Hayden has now been put on alert for that one seed. So that'll be interesting to watch as we move forward to a latest and greatest power rankings. Are you ready, gentlemen?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Power rankings.
Tim, hit us with that magical love of power rankings.
This is going to be a week to remember for power rankings, right? Like the log jam, 9 of 10 teams alive. Let's get started at the bottom, as we usually do, and get it out of the way. Aaron, I think you got this one on lock for the next few weeks until next year. We'll see how you can bounce back. And let's see these young RBs get healthy at the end of the year. I mean, let's get Amari and Hampton back out there. Get them some run. Coming in at the 9 spot, J.J. McCarthy, down from 7.
J.J. McCarthy? Is that he number 9?
No, that's what he calls himself.
The 9?
Have you guys not seen that, really?
I haven't seen it.
He's got an alter ego called Nine. So when he's out on the field, Nine takes over.
I don't like that at all.
And that's who's playing in the game is Nine.
I don't like
that's
that
corny, bro.
Yeah.
That is corny. No
way. How do you guys not see that? Wow. Nine? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
I thought I wasn't paying attention in the NFL this
nine
year.
Nine is the
I
mean, one out there throwing 50%. Come yeah. on, Nine.
Yeah, Nine.
That's gross.
Oh gosh. Anyway, Don and Jigba's in Paris.
What a fall, man.
We've been talking about it for a few weeks. You know, he kind of peaked. We kind of saw it coming with some of the injuries and then just, I don't know, some of the, you know, a Terry McLaurin disappointment of a year. Just not getting it done. And
Tucker Kraft was Kraft J.K. IR. Dobbins missing the rest of the year.
Yeah. It's not looking great and kind of saw that one coming. At number eight, here I come down two spots. Close, but no Jamar.
CeeDee Lamb, been, Jamar Chase.
Been a year, guys. It's been a year.
Yep.
Shouldn't be allowed.
That's all I got to say. At number seven, because you win who you win. I just got to see if you're paying attention. Breece Lightning.
Look at that.
Takes me down. And therefore gets to go ahead of me. And yeah, I mean, I don't recall much of the conversation. I'll have to go back and look at the notes for the winner go home week. Who did he lose to that week?
Oh, man.
You guys know? Okay.
Keep going. I'll look it up.
All right. Coming in, and this is where we're claiming our playoffs are going to break with the top six making the playoffs and the bottom four missing. We've got the Red Rocket coming off impressive victory. Up two spots from a couple weeks ago. The Red Rocket maybe getting healthy, maybe having some guys like Tyler Algier just continuing to be okay enough, holding him by. Definitely a guy, you know, Drake London just going nuclear, RIP now for a couple of weeks, though. So Red Rocket, he's kind of the one that could go up or down, I think.
By the way, I think we sent Zach home after week six. Red Rocket 84-139. Week seven. He was 1-6 after week seven.
Okay. Okay.
Lost to Anthony. Yeah.
Just won 3-4.
3-4. 1-6 is tough.
His one loss was to me. Right. Yeah, you know, he loses. It's all good.
Coming in at number five, I think this was the team that we had the most disparity between, as high as, I'm just kidding, it was either fourth or fifth. Mount Passmore, right smack dab in the middle.
All right.
What you know about that?
I got to play a Jonathan Taylor-less Mount Passmore last week. It was glorious, fellas.
And now nobody else gets that for the rest of the year. Right. Coming in at number four, we got the Dynasty King himself, Walker. Hardly know her.
All right. Okay. Walker. Put after a dynamic 96-point performance last week.
That's what he does. That's just what he does.
He's got that voodoo.
Always been like that. At number three, Team Fairlife, take a bow.
Here we go, baby. Here we go.
Team Fairlife up one, you know, consistently in that upper half, I think, all year long. Even when the record was down a couple weeks ago, I think everybody could see that it wasn't going to last. So Team Fairlife up at three, leaving our top two spots unchanged, but the gap is a lot tighter.
You had me there for a second.
The gap is a lot tighter. Team Uninspired Youth at number two. Team Tua Gibbs Infinity and me head Bijan.
What'd you just call me?
Yeah, we need
it's
to.
It's in the dock as Tua Infinity and Bijan still. So I was like, what's it called again? Anyway, Hayden hanging on to number one. I think, you know, it's been quite a run for him. Can he continue to hang on? 3 weeks left, and we're looking at matchups against the surging Zach.
Mm.
And then we've got, wow, if I could only use my phone, Team Uninspired Youth in week 13. That might be the showdown of the year.
Oh,
and we end the season with a easy dub against the Sun God Squad.
All right.
So week 13 against Anthony might make or break the season for the number one seed.
That might be. Wow. That's going to be good. Oh, that's juicy. That's juicy, fellas. Looking at our individual power rankings, I would say the team that we're the most all over on is Walker. I hardly know her. Tim has him up at 3. I have him at 5. Aaron has him right around there at 4, which I thought was interesting. I have him the lowest, and I think it's just because of his recent output, but 2, I do think Steven has the better starting lineup when everybody's in, personally. And he has more points scored on the year as well. So I kind of went with that. He's on top of him with the Kadoa division for a reason. So I kind of put Steven over him, but, you know, I'm seeing, Aaron put Stretch over Steven. Tim put Stretch over Steven as well. So I don't know. One of you guys kind of want to volunteer as to you're thinking Stretch over Steven. Why that is?
I've got Stretch the highest out of us three. And for me right now, it's nothing more than a respect play. If I had, sneak peek, we got a little matchup between one Steven and one Stretch this week that we might talk about later. So in that one head to head, you might have a different opinion. But in the power rankings for right now, given that it's just the history of what this guy has done to this league, nearly just tearing it apart with 3 championships in 5 years. If he got 4 and 6, that might be the end. It might be a curtain call. It's nothing more than a respect play for me.
Yeah, I think there's a level to that for me as well. That Stretch just seems to always have that juju going on where he's just hanging around, just doing his thing. And then all of a sudden his guys just explode out of nowhere. And all of a sudden you're like, what happened? Where did this come from?
Yeah.
And I could just see that happening even as soon as this week. I mean, he just like falls into unbelievable matchups. Drake May against Cincinnati, Devonta Smith against the Cowboys. Just Devonta Adams is going to probably bounce back in this Sunday night game. And then even beyond that, once he gets some people healthy, because he's battling a lot of injuries right now, I think he just continues to maintain that steadiness that we've known him to have.
He's been like steadily good, but his teams have not been steady. To your point, they just explode and then they put up 92 and he still somehow wins ball games. Whatever.
And championships.
Those were your power rankings after week 11. Tim, you want to burn through these one more time?
At number 10, we've got the Sun God squad. Woo! He is cemented there. Number 9, and Jigba's in Paris. Number 8, close but no Jamar. Number 7, Breece Lightning. Number 6, the Red Rocket. Number 5, Mount Passmore. Number 4, Walker. Hardly know her. Number 3, Team Fairlife. And number 2, Team Uninspired Youth. And number 1, hanging on there, gives me head.
For how long, I wonder? That he's involved in another very exciting matchup I'm looking forward to watching next week. Speaking of next week, it's going to be a lot better than last week when it comes to the This League Guarantee. It. I can feel it in my bones, boys. Are you ready?
Let's go.
The This League Guarantee. Oh, yeah.
Last week, it wasn't
not
great.
Our best.
Wasn't great. For the boys, Woody Marks plus 60 rushing yards against Tennessee Titans. But boys, he did have 18 carries.
Yes, he did.
Which makes me think maybe he's mid. Maybe he's just mid. I don't know. And by the way, do any of you know Woody Marks' real name?
Oh, I heard this previously.
I was looking at these stats earlier today, and I was like, who is that?
I know where he went to school, though.
Where's that?
USC.
Heyo. You're talking about Joquavius Marks.
Joquavius?
Why would you go by Woody?
I know, right?
Yeah, just
I would have drafted that him name. A lot higher with a name like Joquavius. Are you kidding me?
I'd be able to sell him for like three
Why is that? Right now.
I know. What was that, Aaron?
Why is that?
Because it's a cool name, Aaron. That's why. Joquavius played ball all his life. All right. But yeah, he had 18 carries. Unfortunately, somehow he did not get above plus 60 rushing yards. I'm just going to mark that one as a blah, whatever. Jaylen Warren, plus 120 rush and receiving yards combined. What happened there, Aaron?
Kenny Gainwell happened.
Sure did.
I literally didn't expect that to happen. He had seven catches for, what, almost 100 yards receiving? Like, yeah, get out of here.
Something like that. And then
Warren got hurt, right?
Did he get hurt?
I think he got hurt at some point in the game. So a little... Well, soften that blow a little grace. Bit.
It feels like any player I have on my team or I use for the guarantee gets hurt. So that's great.
Yeah. There you go. The Sun God Squad curse. And for Tim, we had an Amon-Ra touchdown, anytime touchdown. He got hit by the Philadelphia Eagles and Jameson wide receiver one Williams, baby.
We got goosed.
He's looking good. He's looking good. We did get goosed this week, which that's means. Tough. The only way is up, baby. At least one of us is going to be right this week. I can feel it. Aaron, we'll start with you. Your leg of the This League guarantee for week 12.
I'm feeling really good about this one. Josh Allen or Davis Mills. So in tomorrow night's Thursday night football matchup.
I don't have a long neck sound button. Sorry.
Hey,
there
nice.
We go.
Nice.
There we go. Either player... passing yards over 275. Those odds are plus 146. I felt like
that's weird,
was a pretty good odds there because you know that the Texans are going to have to throw to keep up with the Bills, and Josh Allen can easily go off for 300 yards passing in his sleep. So if I can get both of them and double the chance, I'm going to take that all day.
Yeah, Steven got Josh Allen last week. He has like one or two of those games a year, man. He just goes nuts. So hopefully for you, Aaron, he can continue that momentum. I'll jump in.
Yeah, for you, Aaron, not for Chris.
Yeah, oh, yeah, considering I'm playing against him.
That's right. Our game could very well be decided by Thursday night. We'll see. I'll jump in here. Gentlemen, I am going... Well, first I'll just say, have you guys been outside the last couple of days?
Yes, I have.
A little bit.
I've had to grab the winter coat today because it was cold outside.
Been a little
winter
cold.
Winter is coming, and you know what that means. He rises when snow falls. When temperatures drop, he rises. It's Derrick Henry season, boys. I'm going Derrick Henry plus 80 rushing yards at home against the New York Jets. The New York Jets in the bottom 10 in run defense on the year. And Derrick Henry is coming off a 103-yard game against a much tougher Cleveland Browns defense when even the Ravens were actually down a majority of that game. They stuck with it, kept feeding Derrick Henry. He got over that century mark. And like I said, it's getting cold outside, guys. I think the Ravens are going to be up in this game for obvious reasons, and they're just going to feed Derrick Henry all the carries that he could possibly want. Derrick Henry plus 80 rushing yards against the Jets. I think that's minus 140 or something like that. I didn't write it down, but it's somewhere right there. It should happen. Go ahead and add it to your guarantee. I'm pretty confident about it. Tim, you're next.
We're going to ride the hot hand. Mr. Travion Henderson for Zach himself.
Here we go.
Gets to tee off against my hapless Cincinnati Bengals defense.
Yeah.
It's that time of the week. Minus 175 for any time touchdown. Even with Ramondre coming back, I'd throw them both in there. Heck, they're both going to score. It doesn't matter. So we'll go with Travion for the guarantee officially for minus 175 any time touchdown.
Is Ramondre for sure returning this week?
He's limited so far this week at practice. So up in the air still a little bit.
All right. Cool. That's scary. Man, if I have Travion anywhere, I am terrified. That would be the most Vrabel thing, just to be like, all right, Travion, well, yeah, you've been kicking butt the last couple weeks. Here's three carries. Yeah, here's three carries.
Go to your backup role.
Yeah, we have our all-star back, Ramondre Stevenson. He's back, baby. All right, guys. Well, that is your guarantee for this week. Real quick, go ahead, get your sports book of choice out on your cellular device and plug in Derrick Henry plus 80 rushing yards against the Jets, Josh Allen or Davis Mills, a little twofer here, either of them over 275 passing yards, and a Trevo Henderson anytime touchdown. You combine those three, you're looking at about plus 567 or $10 to win $66. Go ahead and plug it in there. Enjoy your winnings. Take your significant other, partner, or yourself out on a nice little date with those winnings, because we guarantee that's going to hit, boys. I feel good about this one this week.
It'll be easy to bounce back.
I feel solid.
We have to bounce back.
Time to bounce back. And we have a couple teams looking to bounce back in week 12. Let's dive in to the week 12 preview. Week 12 has arrived, and we say welcome back to your Indianapolis Colts. Oh, Chris, you're embarrassing yourself.
Colt, go Colts.
There we go. I haven't seen a lot of disrespect for the horseshoe. We take a bye, which means we fall to 8-2. I think the Patriots and the Broncos are both 9-2. And all of a sudden, the Colts are just last week's baloney. All of a sudden, we're not technically the one seed anymore. Nobody's talking about us. Daniel Jones sucks again. I just really
we're going to show them. We're going
to
show
us to roll into Arrowhead and just smoke them. Oh my God, that'd be like a top 10 moment as a Colts fan for me. If we just roll in there and we just crush Patrick Mahomes. Oh my God, that'd be great. We welcome them back along with the New Orleans Saints, who, you know, everybody loves watching too. Tyler Shuck and we trust. But we say goodbye this week to the Denver Broncos, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Miami Dolphins, and the Washington Commanders. But don't worry, they'll be back next week. This week is going to be insane for a lot of these playoff teams, guys. I'm seeing a 4-7 taking on a 5-6, a 6-5 taking on a 6-5, a 6-5 taking on an 8-3. Just these teams in the middle that are just massaging in there. We're going to get even more clarity after this week, and we will start with maybe, I don't think it's the game of the week, but it's maybe my favorite matchup of the week. It is Zach and Breece Lightning coming into this one at 4-7, taking on Hayden and Gibbsme Head at 9-2 as of right now. Sleeper giving Hayden and Gibbsme Head 59% chance of victory. Man, if Zach pulls this off, dude, if Zach pulls this off, and downs Hayden, what a statement that would be. Aaron, what are you watching for in this game?
I'm watching for some of the newcomers, rookies, that Zach has been relying on the last few weeks. I'm looking for them to keep it rolling. I think Zach's going to really need them to ball out this week, and I'm talking specifically about Trevon Henderson and T-Mac, Teteroa McMillan. I think both of them are going to be pivotal if Zach is going to conquer Goliath in this matchup. And then really up and down the lineup there too, you know, Javonte Williams, Rashee Rice, you need those guys to show up, and Breece Hall, if he can have a big game, there is a path. So let's see if some of the guys in Zach's lineup that have been performing continue to do so.
Yeah, like you said, he's going to need him. And I'm seeing, you know, a couple tough buys for Hayden this week. He's been relying on Kimani Vidal the past couple weeks. He's on bye. RJ Harvey was all the new hotness last week. Granted, he paced maybe the toughest run defense in the league in Kansas City. He goes on bye this week. Jalen Waddle has been a staple in his lineup, even as well as Deebo Samuel. He's been in and out of there. So a lot of tough buys, but I think that goes to show the quality of Hayden's team. You get to rely on Derrick Henry. Oh, no. You have to bring in Travis Etienne. Oh, no. Your team's destroyed. Really good for Hayden. He's even still got David Montgomery hanging around down there for, like, truly break-the-glass situation, which I think that's one reason why Hayden has been so good this year, is because he's been continuously being able to play the best matchups with players that perform every single week, and he is very interchangeable, a lot of those pieces. So I think that goes to show the quality of his team, guys. But this is not going to be a cakewalk by any means. I was blown away when I saw this, looking back, because like I said, Zach has been putting up the points. Zach has actually outscored Hayden 3 of the previous 4 weeks in this
crazy
league. He's been cooking, man. And I really, looking at these matchups, I think it comes down to Ricky Pearsall against Wandale Robinson. Point for Tim from last week. Aaron and I are over here being like, Ricky Pearsall's probably going to be good. He comes back, plays 75% of the snaps, and gets 1 catch for 0 yards. So, point for Tim in his column. I'm still personally on the belief that he's going to come back. He's going to be integrated with Brock Purdy. And I think he's going to be a pretty solid role player. And I compare that to Wandale Robinson on the other side. You're going to hope that Jackson Dart comes back and plays and he starts. The last 2 games with Jackson Dart for Wandale Robinson, 11 targets in both games. You look at everybody else on their rosters and it's pretty much like, yeah, that's who you expect to start. I think those guys are kind of the 2 X factors in this game. Of if one of them does well, I think that gives the other side a significant advantage. Tim, my favorite matchup of the week. Who are you picking? And give a quick reason why.
You know, in this matchup, I'm gonna ride the hot hand. I want the storyline. I think Zach's done it many, like at least another year or two in the past. These late season runs mm-hmm. is just what he is made of. And so I think the hot hand is gonna be successful this week. I think Breece Lightning is gonna come out ahead. Of gives me head.
Wow, I really want to pick Zach too, just for the
vibes. Think Travion's gonna get like 55 points. I mean, against the Cincinnati Bengals, he's probably gonna score 4 touchdowns.
Running back 4 and running back 3 the previous 2 weeks for Travion Henderson.
Yeah, so
he gets to go to the best matchup in football.
Yeah, he alone might just give him the dub.
God, you're convincing me. But then again, I look on the other side and I see Derrick Henry against the Jets. We already talked about that. Jahmyr Gibbs against the Giants. And then you just saw what the Buffalo Bills did to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense last week. Now you go to your back home in LA, a potential MVP throwing you the ball and Matthew Stafford. I think Puka Nacua is going to feast this week. I'm going with Hayden to reassert his dominance and kind of down this uprising you're seeing from Zach and Breece Lightning.
Nah, the uprising will continue.
Yeah.
I'm going with Zach.
The revolution will not be televised.
I think he's got the horses this week, and he's got some matchups that I love. I think Jared Goff is in a prime bounce-back matchup, going back home to the Dome, where he loves and thrives in. And then Travion Henderson, we can't speak enough about that matchup too. And Wandale Robinson, actually, I think is going to be a sneaky flex play, especially if Darius Slayton doesn't suit up again. So give me Zach in this matchup, man. And he's going to go to 5-7, defeats the number one seed. And Breece Lightning is just going to be sitting there saying, why not me?
Why not?
I don't know why I have like an image of Zach being like a poor peasant trying to lead a revolution. I don't know. Just
can
like
I read you?
Uprising against the government. That is Hayden and Gibbs Me Head, who is like the pinnacle of the government right now. Like number one seed, and Zach's just sending all of his peasants with their pitchforks to go raid the Capitol. I don't know.
I do have to share the quote that Mike Vrabel said when it comes to Travion Henderson's role this week. Did you guys see this?
I did not.
Quote, I think we'll probably have to have that conversation when it's certain that we're going to have Ramondre. He's going to work through practice today and we'll see where things go.
Gross.
You name dropped Ramondre. Well, when we get our king back, then we'll have that conversation.
I feel like Travion just is like a redheaded stepchild.
Yeah.
Just like can't do anything fully right to win over people. I don't get it.
Right. I feel that, man. I feel that. All right. Well, that's 2 for Zach and 1 for Hayden. The disrespect in this pod is off the charts. You guys are just drinking the Kool-Aid over there. I'm going with the 9-2 team, man. That's where I'm going. Let's move on to the next matchup. It is a podcast civil war, folks. When's the last time we've heard the war drums, man? Do I even still have those on here? I don't even think I have the war drums. Yeah, I don't think I do. I miss those, though. Oh, no, wait. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Civil War Podcast Edition. It is your boy, Chris, at 5-6, Team Fair Life, taking on Aaron and the Sun God Squad, coming into this one at 2-9. As it currently stands, Sleeper giving your boy a 78% chance of victory. And yes, folks, that is with both lineups fully set. So, Tim, Aaron and I will fight to the death here shortly after your analysis. But what are you watching out for in this game?
Aaron, are you sure you want to fight to the death, buddy?
No, I was actually going to suggest we just move on to the next matchup.
There's honestly not a lot of analysis that needs to be done here. Aaron, you're hoping Amon-Ra can bounce back. And Chris, like, my only note, let the kids play. Let's throw a ham sandwich in the lineup.
Actually, I'm going to put Jameson Williams.
Let some of these guys get some run.
Flex just to be directly
Blake Corum, just throw him out there. Amon-Ra. Just double-decker Los Angeles Rams running back stacker. Just do something crazy. Like, this is the week to just have fun for you because, yeah, yes. You're pretty set.
Nice. Yes, I just adjusted my flex so Jameson Williams is right across from Amon-Ra St. Brown. Just to really highlight that juxtaposition.
Nice.
Man. Aaron, I'm not going to lie. This is so going to come back to me. Somebody's going to clip this. We're going to play it next week whenever you beat me 165 to 150 like people have been previously. Dylan Sampson's going to be like Shedeur Sanders' favorite target, and he's going to get 12 catches. And LaQuint Allen is... he's going to be the only running back that gets on the plane for Jacksonville, and he's going to have four touchdowns. Like, crazier stuff's happened.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, we really don't have to go through a lot of this. I'm picking myself. A good week to have Devon Achane on bye. Yep. For me. Just kind of get through that hurdle. Yeah, not really much to add here. There would be carnage in the street if I come off of a huge win like last week and I drop a dud to the Sun God Squad.
Can't see it happening. It's Chris all day.
Aaron, who you got?
Dude, I'm going to maybe lose by 100 points. It's bad. I will say Pacheco was upgraded to a full participant. So I might get crazy. Call me crazy, but I might put Isaiah Pacheco in my starting lineup.
I think that makes your lineup worse.
You might be better putting Cam Scataboo in your starting lineup.
Wow.
Should I even at this point start any running backs? I just think I should just keep it empty.
You know,
because I just don't have any.
I thought Clayton's running backs were bad, but boy, oh boy.
That's the one thing about my team this year was I could not lose Scataboo and Hampton, and that's exactly what happened. That's
exactly what happened.
And yeah. Good old yeah. Ja'Cory.
And Ja'Cory. I thought I had a James Robinson-esque pickup with that. I was like, let's go.
Good callback.
Let's go. But that was very long-winded. I am going to lose and fall to 2-10, and I probably won't win again this season.
Hey, with that attitude, you won't.
See you next year.
You're gonna play spoiler last week.
I better be in that loser's bracket matchup to get the number one overall pick, though. That's what I want.
We will see. We have a clean sweep for your boy. Hopefully move to 6-6 while Aaron may fall to 2-10. Let's get into our next matchup. It's another good one. Man, we have a guy coming off a big win, a good performance last week. It is Clayton and the Red Rocket taking on Anthony and Team Uninspired Youth, coming into this one at 8-3 and the number two seed in the playoffs right now. Anthony has a 66% chance of victory coming into this one. If Clayton can win again here, move to 7-5, really solidify himself in that playoff position. But Anthony playing to keep heat on Hayden. Aaron, what are you looking for in this game?
Well, for me, it's by the time Sunday games kick off, who actually will start for Clayton?
Yeah.
I mean, you got questionable tags galore up and down the lineup this week. Baker Mayfield banged up. Bucky Irving, we've seen him be out for multiple weeks. I don't know if he actually practiced. No, he's been limited this week, so he's up in the air. You got Brian Thomas, who's been out, and he's limited. You got Romeo Doubs, who was limited as well this week.
Team limited. Very limited.
I like the way you say limited.
Limited. Yeah.
Limited.
A torte. Limited.
Egbegbo. It always comes back to Egbegbo.
So, and then on top of that, he's going to miss Drake London. He's doubtful. So,
yeah.
That's going to hurt him for sure. So, for me, it's we're not really going to know who all is going to play. And that's just a lot of uncertainty there when you're going up against arguably the best team in the league, you know, 1-2. So, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, and Chris, you alluded to it. What I'm looking at here is looking to see Anthony send Clayton right back down in the middle muddy mix of the 9-6 seed. Let's muddy these waters and let's get a little jockeying going into the last couple weeks of the season. Nico Collins has been playing really well with Davis Mills as his quarterback.
Surprising.
Way better than he looked with CJ Stroud. So Clayton does get another week with Mr. General Mills. Unfortunately, another long neck reference.
That's right.
Unfortunately, it's not going to be enough against a stacked and loaded team on Inspired Youth.
I think the only thing I have to add here, I think we said it last week, but like, has your guys' panic alarms on Justin Jefferson changed at all? With 9 as his quarterback, that's so stupid.
9,
so stupid. I am quite worried. It's been long enough where, I mean, Justin Jefferson has not finished as a wide receiver 1 since week 5. That's bad.
And I don't think he's done it with McCarthy yet.
Oh yeah, those were Wentz weeks, weren't they?
Yeah, Wentz weeks were his only good weeks. His McCarthy weeks, his best finish is wide receiver 18.
Nasty.
But do you guys know what Justin Jefferson's rank on the year is?
I just looked, but I already forgot.
Yeah,
is it like 18 or something, 19?
What do you think, Tim?
I'm looking at it.
Okay, it's 13.
It's what?
13.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just a little concerned. We know the four horsemen for Team Uninspired Youth. Justin Jefferson was the undisputed leader of that. He was the, I mean, if you don't count McCaffrey's injuries, he was the most consistent out of everybody as well. And I really do think if he is not a reliable wide receiver 1, I mean, you could argue Rico Dowdle comes in and kind of fills out that role with how good he's been playing. But I have concerns for Team Uninspired Youth if Justin Jefferson can't perform and you're having to increasingly lean on people like, you know, Kenneth Gainwell, Keenan Allen, who's been falling off a little bit. Like, he's really kind of missing that last piece to, I think, compete with the top teams if Justin Jefferson really can't produce those elite numbers personally. But with that being said, I am going with Anthony this week. I think he gets the job done. I wouldn't be surprised if 3 of the people with questionable tags on Clayton's starting lineup right now all don't play. I'm talking Bucky, Brian Thomas, Romeo Doubs. Which means you got to pivot to the old reliables of Tyler Algier and, you know, not even Darius Slayton. You know, maybe you go double decker tight end stacker with Dalton Schultz or something. But
that'd be the triple stacker.
Whoa! I'm gonna have a button for that. I mean, that even deserves
whopper, 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 whopper.
The triple double tight end stacker. That would
nice.
That would break the internet.
Triple decker tight end stacker.
There it is. Nice. That would break the internet. I'm going with Anthony, though, despite my rant about him. I'm going with him.
I think I'm going to roll with Anthony as well. I think you bring up a good point that Rico Dowdle has kind of been that ceiling that Justin Jefferson hasn't been. And even though I do kind of feel like Rico Dowdle has been like a cortisol shot for his team. You know what I mean? Like, it's been nice. It's been helping him to function, but can he keep that up? And is it still going to be permanent and lasting? I'm not sure, but I don't think it'll matter this week. So give me Hayden, or not Hayden, sorry. Give me Anthony against Clayton.
It's a clean sweep for Anthony, huh? All right. Putting respect on the name. We're all expecting Anthony to try to keep that heat on Hayden at 9-3. We the majority of this podcast thinks there's a decent chance that if Anthony wins, Anthony will tie Hayden at 9-3 after this week. We will see. But Clayton is going to fight, try to earn some more respect. But if he does lose, he would move to 6-6, right into the thick of it of the playoff race. Let's get into our second-to-last matchup. Aaron,
come on!
I see it in your notes, but I'll go ahead and jump ahead of it a little bit. Do I press it? Is it time?
It is.
He's declaring it. That was confident. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear the siren. We are officially declaring this a win or go home game for Close But No Jamar. What a time to be alive, man.
What a season.
What a time, yeah, for real. Win or go home for Close But No Jamar as he comes into this one at 4-7, taking on Don in Jigba's in Paris. He is coming off the high. He's now lost two straight games. Got people dropping like flies. The good news for Tim is Sleeper has him with a 77% chance of victory right now. Granted, Don does not have a running back and does not have a defense and probably has not even set his best lineup. So that is kind of where my eyes go to for the first thing for Don's lineup. He surprisingly has maybe a couple of tough lineup decisions, even starting at the quarterback position. We've been rolling with Aaron Rodgers for the last couple weeks. His wrist is messing with him, but he has a great matchup in Chicago. We all know who owns that football team. It is Aaron Rodgers until further notice. But you have Brock Purdy on the bench. You have a ballin' last game. Quarterback 2 on the week. Bryce Young on the bench going against a very, very beatable San Francisco 49ers defense. If you wanted to just ride the hot hand and just go for the vibes, I wouldn't be mad seeing Bryce Young slip into that lineup. He currently has an empty running back spot. You would guess he goes with Ty Johnson. He just picked him up off of the waivers. And then in those flex spots, Xavier Leggett coming off of a really good game. I was about to say his best game as a pro, but that's not true. But a really good game last week. Xavier Worthy going up against the Colts. He's been kind of a disappointment this year. But you have on the bench, you're looking at Chris Olave. You're looking at Alec Pierce. Any combination of those four, I wouldn't hate. I do think I would ride Alec Pierce and Chris Olave personally. And
yeah, I think they got to get flipped in there.
And you got to think, if he plugs those guys in and you do go with the defense, what do you think this goes to? Maybe like, I'd guess, 56% chance for Tim if he made those changes?
Much closer.
60-40 probably, yeah.
Around there, yeah. I don't know. But, you know, we all know Tim's guys. I'm going to run through that. He has a couple new names in there that maybe Aaron will touch on in this one. But, yeah, I'm looking at Don. He's got some tough decisions to make that probably are getting easier as his team continues to die. But I'm looking forward to this one. I agree with Tim. I think this is I agree with Aaron. I do think this is winner go home for Tim this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you look at Tim's lineup with more of a magnifying glass, you notice in his flex spot, he is rolling with Sean Tucker,
woo,
who exploded last week for 34 points, conveniently on Tim's bench, which would have really helped to have him in the lineup. But nobody knew he was going to go off for that. But I think based off reports out of Buccaneers headquarters, he's earned more playing time. So I think he's going to probably get some decent workload, especially against an LA Rams team that is seen as one of the more formidable opponents in the NFC. And you're going to need all the firepower you can get against them. So that's going to be an interesting lineup decision.
I love Sean Tucker. I need to pause. I'm going to interject for a second. I love Sean Tucker.
Go ahead.
I love Sean Tucker too.
He's good, man.
He's been on my team no less than 3 or 4 times throughout his 3 years in the NFL. Like, I love him. I love this college tape. I love this production. And he just happens to be, you know, buried behind a nice Bucky and a poor Rashad White. And last year he had one of these games where he broke out for 35, 36 points. And I'm convinced that he's going to go to a new team next year and be an RB1, RB2. I just love him.
I like him a lot too.
Yeah, and I could see it. And then you also have AJ Barner at tight end, who actually had really good production last week. He's kind of been hot and cold all season. He has some weeks where he's invisible, other weeks where he's very relevant. That'll be a key storyline as well going forward with Sam Laporta now on IR. And then you also had Gadsden on bye this week. And I think it's just glaring that Ja'Marr Chase getting suspended, that really hurts for sure. That's not what you want if you're Tim and you're desperate to get a win.
That thing.
he claims he didn't spit.
You were caught, brother. You were caught. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But the last point I'll make about this matchup, more leaning on Tim's side again here, is I think this game will really come down to the Eagles and Cowboys. Because he's got Jalen Hurts, he's got CeeDee Lamb, he's got Saquon Barkley all in the same game and the 4:25 time slot on Sunday. I think you're really going to know after that game whether Tim breaks this 6-game losing streak that he has been
Please.
On.
Man, so who are you picking here, Aaron?
Don does make it hard on us some weeks because he just doesn't have his full lineup set, so I don't know exactly where he's going to go. I like some of the pieces that he could plug in there, but I'm going to pick Tim here. I think he skates by and gets a win. I think Woody Marks stumbles into the end zone tomorrow night.
You mean Jaquavius?
Jaquavius, yep. Juwan Jennings, I think, could have a good game against the Panthers on Monday Night Football. And even Aaron Jones looking more like his normal self post-injury. So if it's not this week, I don't know when it would be that Tim could get another win, because it doesn't get easier from here. He plays Steven, and then he also plays Clayton to end the year. So I'm going to go with Tim this week.
All right. Tim, I'm noticing the lineup. I mean, is there any room? Can we get the magic? Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Wrong song. You know what? No, I'm not going to edit it. We're not editing this. We missed it. But anyway, here we come. Do we have room for the magic? Come on. Come on. Give it to me.
Booty, 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 booty.
The fans want him. The people want him, Tim. Come on.
It's full practice. Full practice. You know, he was a stalwart in my lineup for those weeks before the hammy. I just see too many Travion and Ramondre points and touchdowns. I don't think Drake May is going to have to throw for 110 yards. My lineup decision is for me, it's honestly, do I get a little late season magic from primetime?
I know. I was like, the morale on the roster is about to improve significantly.
Chris Godwin,
come on,
limited
baby.
Tag this week, but Coach Todd Bowles says he's ramping up in order to have availability against the Rams. Now, I just got to learn a little bit more as the week goes on, but a decent chance that primetime gets back
Let's
in the
go.
Lineup.
Oh, I love it. Now, here's a thought. If I'm the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he's had a long-term injury. He's 29. Maybe we don't play him 81% of snaps his first game back.
Like
just
60.
A thought.
How about that?
Yeah. Just a thought.
50 or 60.
And give him 10 targets. Good God. Love that guy. Yeah, I'm picking
just
Don.
Just make my
though.
Heart happy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm picking Don, though. I think
Ooh.
I think he puts the nail in the coffin this week, Tim. I'm
sorry. Oh, that's all right. I think, the nails have been lined up, so we're just waiting for the hammer to hit. I'm taking myself. I can't. All Seven right. in a row. I've just been riding the waves. I've been like ho-humming it because, you know, whatever. But it can't. It's got to. I got to switch it on. I just want to give me a shot. Give me a chance.
All right. All right. I dig it. Well, there you go. We have 2 for Tim, 1 for Don in the biggest game of Tim's season. Can he stay alive? We have 1 matchup remaining, and you know what that means. That makes it our game of the week. And ladies and gentlemen, this may be the game of Qdoba, the game for Qdoba. With Don sliding, Zach surging, but still a good 3 games back, and Tim, the opposite of surging. That kind of leaves 2 guys in Qdoba that perhaps have a realistic shot at getting that coveted bye week. They're both 6-5. One of them is ahead by less than 20 points for, and they play this week, ladies and gentlemen. It is Stephen and Mount Passmore coming into this one at 6-5, taking on Walker, a hardly knower, also at 6-5, ladies and gentlemen. The winner goes top of Qdoba Division and puts a grasp on a first-round bye. As it currently stands, Stephen with a 60% chance of victory. Both lineups are set. I'm excited for this one, boys. Tim, what are we looking out for here?
There's one big question mark. Wow, I'm just dropping my microphone all over the place today. The first thing that's going to happen, the winner is officially like a playoff lock. Mm. You know, even at 6-5, both of these guys, you could argue, are in the thick of it a little bit. You know, two games with four to play or three to play. The winner is officially a lock, and my eyes are on Josh Jacobs.
All right.
Josh Jacobs is another one of those guys, Derrick Henry archetype, where late in the season, it gets cold. He gets strong, and then Green Bay just likes to run the ball late in the season too. So he's day-to-day, did not practice, but like still just listed as questionable.
What a big blow that would be.
If he's officially out, I don't think this one's close. Like we said earlier in the power rankings, I think it's a pretty clear Steven here for me, especially with no Josh Jacobs. And, I mean, Jaylen Warren, like we said, got banged up, did not practice today.
Oh,
Alvin Kamara, a little banged up, limited at practice today.
Alvin Kamara, old.
Yeah, old, not good. So at some point, like, you may not be too far off from starting a double Seattle running back or maybe throwing a Hail Mary with Devin Singletary. So a stretch this lineup could get ugly pretty fast, whereas Steven is arguably at full strength. Mm-hmm. Steven, I mean, the one piece is A.J. Brown. Is he totally just completely toast for the rest of the year? Is he maybe going to be – does he have a pulse? So that's what I'm looking at, but I'm a pretty easy Steven as it stands today.
That's actually my biggest takeaway. You already hit on it. Steven, this is your week, brother. No excuses. The only guy you got on by is Justin Herbert. Everybody else, you're Super Saiyan mode right now, man. You got everybody. They're healthy. This is what you signed up for, going up against a stretch who's coming in here limping. Like, as we mentioned, Cortland Sutton on bye. We know Garrett Wilson's on IR. James Conner lost him a while ago. Mike Evans lost him a while ago. Josh Jacobs is banged up. Jaylen Warren's going to be banged up. And guess who's going to win this game? It's Kyle Stretch. I don't know how. I don't know how.
If he has any of the magic, he will win this game.
He's going to win this game. I can't even give you analysis as to why. Tyler Warren's going to have four touchdowns. Michael Wilson's going to have another game with 16 catches. Like, something's going to happen, and Stretch is going to win this game. And I wish that wasn't the case, but he's actually who I'm picking.
I think if Stretch wins this game, it's like 84-79 final.
Yeah.
And just like nobody shows. Like, Jonathan Taylor gets shut out against Kansas City. AJ Brown's a dud.
You know, have T. Chase Brown gets shut down
against New England. You know what I mean? Like, the New England defense just shows up. So, like, it's going to be ugly if Stretch wins.
If there's any resemblance of hope for Stretch, Jonathan Taylor playing maybe the best run defense in football in Arrowhead, DK Metcalf, potentially no Aaron Rodgers, which maybe is a good thing for him. I don't know. T. Higgins, you know, he gets the Christian Gonzalez treatment. Ashton Jeanty at home against Cleveland, that's one of the better run defenses. There's glimmers of hope for Stretch, yeah. And that's probably what he's holding on to.
You're almost talking me into at night. You're almost talking me into Stretch here.
But I'm going Stretch, man. If you want to come on over and just lean on the side of illogical miracles, which is Stretch's specialty.
Aaron, who you got? Aaron, who you got? I need a little time.
I am going to be picking Steven. Chris, right, you are crazy. I don't know what you're
crazy
on
we've
right
seen,
now.
We've seen this story so many times.
This is going to be classic belt to ass. Mm. It won't even be close.
Belt
Steven
ass.
will absolutely destroy stretch this week. The vibes on some of Stretch's matchups here with some of the players he's trotting out there are not good. Alvin Kamara is a shell of himself. Jaylen Warren, if he plays, he's probably going to be splitting with Kenny Gainwell in some capacity. Kenneth Walker, we don't know what version of him will show up week to week. And I think Michael Wilson, that's not going to be a mainstay. I think that was just a weird anomaly. Give me Mount Passmore and Steven. I will say, Steven, to really solidify the belt-to-ass confidence that I have in your team, take a look at Sam Darnold against the Titans.
Yep.
Take a look at that, because I know it was ugly last week. Sam Darnold threw four picks.
Oof.
You hate to see that, but he's playing the Titans. They have nothing to play for. They have no spirit. They have no hope. They're broken.
They hate and children.
I think Sam Darnold and JSN are, you know, two peas in a pod, man. You can't separate them. Daniel Jones at Arrowhead, I could see him struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
And I could see that being not as high scoring of a game as you would think it would be. So maybe make that adjustment just so you can win by, you know, 70 as opposed to 60.
Wow. Such confidence. Tim, you got a final choice to lock in?
I'm staying with Steven, but now I think it might be a little closer than I thought, but I'm taking Steven.
Telling you guys, I'm just going with history. I always say history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes, man. We've seen this before. Here we are again. Stretch is just going to pull it out of his butt, somehow secure a first-round bye, and end up in the ship. We all know it. You guys are just denying it. It's all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is your Week 12 preview. So many fun games. We're expecting belt to ass from Steven, belt to ass from your boy Aaron. Go ahead and get all Vaseline'd up. That'll make it easier.
Oh, I've already turned around.
There we go. I love that.
Same for me and Don, right? Yeah. I'm going to get the dub. Easy.
Belt to booty, man. I love it. Lots of beatdowns this week is what we're expecting. Let's go ahead and sign out of here. Thank you, as always, for listening to us goons every single week during the NFL season. If you could, leave a good rating, comment, constructive criticism, if you got it. Share us with your friends, and as always, belt to ass that like button, baby.
Dang it, that's what I was going to say. BTA.
BTA the button, man.
Just keep hitting it.
There you go.
Or you can just click it. And before we officially sign off, I do have to apologize, because earlier in the podcast I said cortisol shot, and I think Zach was probably crawling in his skin as a medical professional. I meant cortisone shot. Cortisol is, I think, stress that is like released in your body. So that was on me.
Don't want a shot of that.
Not a doctor. None of us are doctors. I thought that was all just like, isn't that itch cream that you put on like poison ivy? I don't know. It's all the same.
But it's definitely cortisone.
Oh. No, what do you put in cuts? Neosporin. That's what I'm thinking. That's not cortisol.
You put salt in it, like Stretch.
No, I thought cortisone is going to have in his like wounds. The white and red, like poison ivy itch cream.
This pod is going to be really funny because I've had the music fading in for a while and we're just talking about medical terms.
Lots of welts on Stretch.
Yeah.
Cortisol.
I don't know.
I'm going to go in the medicine cabinet and find out what
I know you're listening to this and you're probably wondering as well. Go ahead and Google it. Have a good week. Enjoy the football. I'm Chris. Love you guys.
Peace.
Go on and get. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act.